Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right. That's, you know what I want to do? Every once in a while, I like to take the show and I like to check on how my money's being spent. I just like to do that.
I like that approach.
Yeah,
we all kind of want to see how our money's been spent.
Or how much money I'm going to end up owing to, let's just say, call it the state of Illinois for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of proposals going on right now. They're trying to get about 100 things through the state legislature.
Really quickly.
Before the end of the month, before the deadline. So they can get to, there's marijuana, there's sports gaming, there's a tax increase. All of these things that they're trying to get through. Now, what does that mean for us? What does that honest to God really mean for us?
Mm-hmm.
So State Senator Bill Brady, who is on the Republican side, this minority side, a minority side, obviously, in both the House and the Senate, and then the State House is J.B. Pritzker. So it's the first time in a while that that has been the case. And what from the Republican position here, Bill, what do you see getting through and not getting through?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, and good to be with you both. You know, I think the governor has had a lofty agenda. He ran in a very liberal primary, and to do so, he had to make some commitments or take a position on some issues that he's finding are pretty full. You've got the budget, obviously, which is the biggest one. Then you've got his graduated income tax constitutional amendment, the issue of sports betting, the issue of adult recreational cannabis, and other things. And now you've got a new mayor being sworn in on next Monday who believes that Chicago, I think, would be better served with an entertainment venue that would include a casino. So there's a lot on the plate that's been dealt with, not to mention an infrastructure bill that will invest in our roads and our bridges and potentially even one that would be vertical construction.
Let me ask you about the idea here that you have to have a constitutional amendment, essentially, to have a graduated income tax. How likely is this to get done quickly, if at all?
Well, it obviously hasn't been done quickly. I think it's a dangerous proposition. I mean, I have several concerns, and the biggest one is that if it were to pass, there's no protection, in my opinion, from the Democrats raising tax rates on middle-income families. And
even before we get there, let's step back. How does it get passed? Because it requires this constitutional amendment. How does that get done?
Well, the legislature has to put it on the ballot, and 60% of the voters have to vote to approve it.
That would be in 2020, I'm assuming.
It would be in the November election. And that's one of the other dangerous propositions, is I think every governor in the country will use the undecided issue here, the unknown issue here, against us when it comes to recruiting and retaining jobs.
So, okay, well, yeah, but that I'm just trying to figure out just the mechanics first, because it's because it would be up to the voters of the state of Illinois to ultimately make this decision, right? It's got to pass out of the House and the Senate by majority or supermajority to get to the ballot.
Supermajority.
Okay, so 66%, or is it 60 in Illinois? I never remember this.
60%
in the House and in the Senate, and then it's got to go on to a referendum, a binding referendum, on the ballot in November of 2020, and everybody has to vote, and 60% of the voters have to decide that this is a good idea.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Imagine the air war that is going to go on in advance of this.
Well, you already see ads everywhere, right? You can't turn on your television without seeing ads, you know, trying to support why we should be in favor of it.
So how likely do you think this is?
Radio and TV will be the big winners.
Yes, I know. I'm very, very excited about it.
We like that part.
What do you think? So you think it's going to get 60% across the board here? How likely do you think it is to end up on a ballot in November of 2020 to have this graduated income tax?
Well, I think it's problematic. I think the House is still having problems. It passed the Senate. I think the House has problems with the rate structure and other issues associated with the uncertainty of this. And I'm hopeful that we are able to keep it from getting on the ballot.
OK, Okay.
Mm-hmm. It seems like such an ambitious list of legislative focus or priorities for the governor. And like Roe was pointing out, there are a number of things that we were led to believe might get done by the end of May. Do you understand or want to tell us what you think would be done?
Well, I think the Democrats will be able to pass a budget. I don't know that it will have Republican support, given some of the provisions that have been discussed. Parts of this, I think we can support. There's a desire to alter the way in which we get more federal dollars back on managed care operators. So that's an area I think we can work together on. We would like to work together on sports betting and other opportunities in gaming entertainment for the state. I think that could get done. The infrastructure bill is something that's been worked on, and I'm hopeful it gets done. But we are running out of days to get some of these things accomplished. I think probably the biggest challenge is going to be the idea of recreational adult cannabis that seems to have lost some wind, and not only here, I guess, but I guess states like New York and New Jersey are kind of falling short on getting that passed.
So will there be some version of that, or the whole thing's dead, do you think?
Well, I'm not for it. I believe that what medical science tells me and law enforcement tells me clearly indicates to me that it will not advance the interests of our state. There are some people who believe that this is an issue that ought to be regulated and taxed. I just differ with them. I think the way it was introduced became problematic for the supporters of it as it was introduced a couple Saturdays ago. And it just, the weight of what was included in that introduction, I think, has become very problematic.
I don't think it helps that the co-sponsor of the bill has been removed as co-sponsor because she was trying to potentially profit on the side from selling hot stock marijuana seminars. I mean, it's not a good start for legislation like this to feel like you have the support of the public in terms of what we're trying to do here.
Good government in Illinois.
I mean, what? You know,
I think we've seen a few examples of that over the years. I don't know. The jails, actually, federal prisons are filled with Illinois politicians who thought twice about
this. Is this how we're going to start it out?
What's the joke we heard before? You know, the food was better when you were governor.
So you think this is kind of dead on arrival now, Bill?
Nothing's dead in Springfield. I mean, there is widespread support. I just think the bill that was introduced got far too ambitious for those, even the supporters. So I think it's very problematic. And the fact that last week the Department of Revenue found receipts in excess of $1.4 billion over and above last year took some of the financial pressure off the issue.
How did that happen?
Yeah, explain that one, because I keep hearing that reported, but there never is the how it happened part.
Well, I believe that what we saw here is when the federal government changed the tax laws and limited your state and local tax deductions, what happened was people were unable to reduce their gross income, and therefore they were having to pay income taxes on a higher amount. And it was mostly an anomaly that people didn't factor in until tax filing day, which was April.
Will that stay like that, or will people now try to work around it?
Yeah, COGFA, which is our forecasting arm, came out with a study that says much of it will be built in. So they increased next year's revenues by, I think, over $700 million.
Oh,
and believe it will be a permanent
like that.
Source.
You know, I'm not a big believer, Senator, in projections. You know, because I work in the media and advertising business, so I know what projections actually mean.
Well,
but it wipes out the shortfall for now. I mean, I guess that's helpful.
So we have to do something, and I think it's probably fairly realistic. Now, the real solution to Illinois' problems is for us to grow this economy and have more receipts by having more jobs. So that's where we differ with the Democrats. You know, they want to raise tax rates. We want to reduce the tax burden, create a more vibrant economy, and have natural revenue growth by giving people an opportunity to go back to work.
All right, let me ask you about sports betting for a moment, because that's the other thing. This show has two major interests, Senator, and yeah, you and I have known each other a long time. We've
even just the two of you. Yes. Those are your two major interests.
When I say this show, I'm talking about kind of me and Kev and Anna and Lauren. We talk about it a lot. It comes up a lot. And we got some guys, you know, especially in football season, you know, we get kind of interested. You know, you're a guy's guy, Senator. You understand how this goes. I just want to know, do you think we're going to get sports gambling in Illinois?
I do.
You do?
I do. Gaming has become an entertainment, an industry, a revenue generator, a job creator. I think we've got a good shot and should look reasonably at trying to keep some of the gaming revenues that we're losing to other states in Illinois and our threat of losing to Wisconsin and others. So I believe this is an entertainment value and a revenue producer, and I said an industry in and of itself. So we're trying to work through reasonable measures which will maximize the benefit to Illinois taxpayers and provide that opportunity to Illinois citizens.
More likely that goes, would you say, than marijuana?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just trying to get an idea. I mean, not trying to hold your feet to any
but
fire
have
here.
Me on the show in June to see if my predictions.
Yes.
Yeah,
on.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get back all of this audio
where they are now. Because I know you don't want to take a position necessarily because you're negotiating with your own people here. I get it. But at the same time, we're just trying to sort of read the tea leaves here out of Springfield and see what's got momentum and what doesn't have momentum. And quite honestly, the most important thing right now, since we're all going to get stoned on CBD oil, which we're buying at a video store, which that doesn't have THC in it anyway, and it's sold over the counter, and Kevin went and bought it, and I don't know what this is all about, and pray for us, Senator. But
I will.
But so the marijuana thing is, you know, there's a little steam out of that. But the gambling thing, I mean, you know, we're heading right now as I'm looking at my watch, I'm 3 months away from the beginning of the football season.
So you're getting antsy.
Yeah. So I know. I know it's going to happen.
I predict you're no longer going to have to go offshore, and you'll be able to do it with an Illinois venue.
Offshore? I just don't want that guy showing up at my house anymore. That's my thing.
He's got a guy.
Senator, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you both. Thanks.
Thank you. Senator Bill Brady. He's the minority leader down there in the Senate.
Well, that's interesting about the marijuana legislation struggling a little more than we thought.
Kev, yesterday... Mm-hmm. Went and bought CBD gummies. Well, we'll tell the story coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for this.
Found a very unusual spot for them.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware they sold them there.
So we're having thoughts. We're just not quite sure what to do with our thoughts. So we'll let you know in just a few minutes about what we're going to do to this. But he brought them in and we're all looking at him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And remember when he said they're suspect looking? He's right.
Like, is the packaging open?
I don't know.
The writing on it is in marker.
Yeah.
Misspelled.
It's right. I don't know.
Made in China.
I don't know how. Yeah.
Looks legit to me.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Why not? Let's eat them.
All right. We'll find out. Don't anybody move. Sorry, CLTV. You can't be part of this. It's like a FCC violation of some sort, I'm sure. All right. Let's check in now with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour in the 4 o'clock news.
President Trump has unveiled his plan to overhaul the country's immigration system.